Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
And when I say alongside my partner, I mean it. Literally.
Wow.
For the first time since March of 2020.
Since the pandemic. It's been like about 5 years.
We are together in studio. Well, 3 years.
But we've done it.
Three and a half years.
We've done it at the Super Bowls. Yep. That's it.
Yep. But this is the first time I'm back out here in the L.A. studios. I think I was out once before for some reason, and you were out of town.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly. And so it's great to be here, man. That old energy, I feel it.
Already. Is that, or is that gas from the lunch we just had? I'm just saying.
See? And, you had to take it there.
Yes.
Golly.
And we will say thank you for lunch. Chris just came out for
this out to the
holiday
listeners.
Lunch.
I bought Rob G, Alex, Elijah, and our man Martin Weiss lunch. That's their Christmas
no,
present.
No, it's not. That's not a ring.
And Rob got wings to go
what?
To add insult to injury.
Did you say there was a limit on what I could have for lunch?
I was saying no, you can't get them, and you just went about it ignoring
me. How is that a Christmas gift? A food,
that's
a meal.
That's a great Christmas
a
gift,
meal,
man.
A meal that I'm not, it's not even a dinner.
I got family that I'm buying gifts for, wife, what? Kids. All that.
Rob G, can you bring that Christmas gift that I gave you?
Was it more than the 1947 that
come in here. Come in here for a second.
It's about the same price.
It ain't the same price. That's a $75 golf sweater. Pull over.
Wow.
Get in front of the camera, Rob G, for people watching the show.
Now, who does this?
Is that beautiful?
That is nice.
Elijah, you got one too. Beautiful.
Why'd
look
you
at that.
Why you give Rob G a double XL?
No, that ain't double
Rob
XL.
Rob G is not husky anymore.
I leave this.
And the price, right. Left the tag and the price and then put it on national TV, so
what?
To speak, on Zoom, so everybody could see that you bought him that.
Chris, is that really our Christmas gift at lunch? Is that it for us?
I'll tell you what, it's definitely Elijah's, Alex's. I'm going to send Alex a playlist too. Of some godly hip hop.
All right.
And Rob G. I got Rob G a nice gift last year.
What was it? You guys, it was like a secret.
I think it was a Bible.
Was it a Bible?
Yeah, study Bible.
Gideon.
He be in that word.
Was it the King James Version or what was
it? No, it was a Christian Standard Bible.
Or was it, Ebonics version.
No,
I'm just asking.
It said it was the King Edition, Rob.
Is that it?
All right. Well, it's good to be here, man, and I'm glad to see everybody.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good
great
time.
Weekend of sports, and so we got a lot to get into. And keep it locked here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you're listening. Of course, DJ Alex Tyson on the ones and twos. Rob G running things. Elijah Sibunya on the social media. Is it my man, B. Finn, Brian Finley? Why didn't you come with us to lunch, man? Were you working?
No, I didn't get the invite. I would love to have been there with
you
guys.
I'm not going to tell you who I told to text you. But you next time you got to come join us.
Rob Parker.
It wasn't me. What are you talking about?
No. You know, be fit. It had nothing
Rob
to do with me.
Rob didn't know I was paying for everybody. So he was like, I might end up. Nah, I'm just
no,
kidding.
No.
We'll get you next time, be fit, though, for sure. And my man Rob Parker beside me. All right, Rob, let's get right into
it. B. Finn, you got to either take that hat off or you need a new hat. That hat is a mess.
Rob, you're going to be looking at this
LA
all
Clippers
3 hours.
Hat.
But look, it's not, it doesn't fit his head. Look.
But that's his style.
Okay.
You don't curve the bill. You got to keep it flat. It's a throwback retro LA Clippers hat.
Okay.
B. Finn's style, man. Right. You know, he got his own thing going.
Yeah, it should be a throw it back and not a throwback.
All right, Rob, so speaking of throw it back, you are really down to the Kansas City Chiefs. I actually think we know that the Eagles got blasted by the 49ers, 42-10. You and I, 42-19.
We called
you
it.
You and I called it. We didn't think it was going to be that
not
type
in that
route,
level, but
right.
We knew they were going to lose. They were
due. They were more than due. The Niners had played – had a 10-day layoff because they had played on Thanksgiving, and that was it. And the Eagles had played 3 games in the last 14 days. And, Rob, they were all big games. Buffalo, Dallas, and Kansas City. So that's a lot to go through physically and emotionally. And you saw in the second half they were worn out. But we'll get to them later. But the Kansas City Chiefs, I think this was arguably the worst loss of the weekend. They lost 27-19 to the Packers, and you see it, the 19 points. They used to score 19 in the first quarter in their sleep, and now they're getting that an entire game against a middling team. Now, granted, the Packers are on the rise a little bit playing well, but still, that's a 6-6 ball club.
Right, they're just 500, right.
You should be able to handle them. So, and, Rob, the offense, as I said, only 19 points. What do you see as the big problem in Kansas City?
And Chris, we talked about this earlier this year, and I know I'm not trying to discount it or poo-poo that the wide receiving core is not that great. Ooh, we get that.
Not that good.
All right, we
not
get that.
Not good. Not good. I'm saying that. Not good.
But we also cannot say, like, Patrick Mahomes has nothing to do with it. He is not playing Patrick Mahomes football. And it's not, I'm not saying he has to be MVP every year. He had two picks yesterday, a bad pick late in the game.
Didn't he have one pick?
I thought it was two.
I think he had one pick yesterday.
But the one at the end of the game, Chris, was that set up Green Bay.
Right.
That was the one. I mean, that was a big time interception there. And here's some numbers, Chris. Kansas City has scored fewer than 24 points in 8 games this year. The most such in a single season for the Chiefs since 2018. So this is a big downgrade.
Right? Did they do that in 2018? Because that was his first. I'm guessing they scored. They didn't do that in 2018.
And
I'm guessing 2017.
And in 2022, they only had 3 games of that least production, and they've had 8 already this year.
In the Mahomes, averaging 22.9 points a game.
That's it. In the Mahomes era,
averaging 24.
Since 2018, the Chiefs are averaging, Chris, their fewest points, 22.9, fewest passing yards per game, 260.6, and the most giveaways per game, 1.67. So there's all these things. And last night, like that pass that was picked off, which is a great catch by the DB, but –
yes,
was a poorly thrown ball in that situation as well, and we've seen that. I told you in week 1 when they played the Lions. You remember they got the ball back? And I said that was typical Patrick Mahomes. Lions had a, what was it, 1-point lead. They were marched down, set it up, kicked the field goal, and win that game. That's what he does.
Right.
That's what we're used to seeing, and it didn't happen. It was 4 and out, I think, on that. I don't even think they even got a first down. It was that bad.
Right.
But it's been a struggle, and I'm starting to look at it, and part of it is the receiving core, but part of it is Patrick. He just hasn't played as well as he has in years gone by. The guy was the MVP last year.
It's undeniable that he is not having his typical Patrick Mahomes season. It's the worst season of his career. Now, so yes, he absolutely has something to do with this. But I think the lion's share of it is on the receivers. That's where you and I may disagree. How much? I'm not asking for an exact percentage, but are you saying it's equal parts Mahomes, equal parts the receivers? Or I'm like I said, I'm putting most of it on the receivers.
I'm going to put it on Patrick Mahomes 75-25.
Wow.
From this standpoint, Chris.
Wow.
When you talk about Jordan-esque talent, that's what you've called him.
Yep.
Of that element and that level, what people always say about Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers and guys like that they make some of these guys better.
Well, Brady,
okay,
I don't know hearing all that about Rodgers too much.
But I'm talking about making people better. And the only reason I brought up Aaron Rodgers is his record without Devontae Adams was good, so that they didn't stop. Their offense didn't stop. They didn't stop scoring because they were missing one of their big guns is my point on the Aaron Rodgers. But the Tom Brady argument was always about making receivers better.
Right.
And so if Patrick is of that ilk, it just is not good enough to say. Because last year, and I know they had Juju
Smith-Schuster, who's at best the number two receiver.
Right, but they had him, Chris. Okay.
He was a pro.
But they won the Super Bowl without Tyreek Hill last year.
So he did it last year.
Okay, so this year it's not that easy just to say, well, I don't have anybody, so you can't blame me. And I'm not saying that he is.
Right.
Because he's taking responsibility, Chris. He has said, I have to play better. He has, and I respect that.
Absolutely. I think, first of all, I think the only quarterback you can say, you can put in that conversation about he made his teammates better to the level we're talking about is Tom Brady.
Okay.
Because Brady won Super Bowls with guys that weren't Pro Bowl receivers. I mean, a ton of. In fact, the years he had Randy Moss, they never won the Super Bowl. He won the bulk of his Super Bowls with guys that, Wes Welker ended up having a nice career with New England, but didn't do much elsewhere. Julian Edelman was a college quarterback, a lot of guys that were Rishea Caldwell and guys of that ilk. So, Aaron Rodgers, yes, of course he made teammates better.
They just
better,
kept winning,
this is where I disagree with you about putting Rodgers in it. They're 8-4. They still could end up the number one seed. Like, they're going to make the playoffs,
No,
and they're going to be in the hunt. You and I both picked Baltimore in the AFC, but I'm certainly not writing them off. So if with Brady, you can talk about a guy that won Super Bowls with less than great receiving talent. Rodgers never did that. Most guys never did that. So that's why I think, I agree. When you start talking Mahomes and Brady, who I think is better than Brady, although you obviously can't call him the GOAT because he hasn't accomplished enough, but that would be, if this were to continue, then that would be a notch in Brady's belt. That, well, look, he won with these guys,
And now Mahomes is right.
If they don't win. But they're still, it's not like they're 4-8.
And how did, I get
they're
that.
They're 8-4.
But the numbers and the stuff that we're seeing is like we've seen since, his first year. The first year was even, this is his worst year. When you see a guy 6 years in now, how many years has it been? 5 years?
This is his sixth year,
Six years in, right?
Yep. This is 6 years.
Yeah, and now the numbers
are you saying he's washed?
I didn't say he's washed. I'm not.
I don't think that's
I told
possible.
You earlier this year, Rob G, what did I say? He's plateaued maybe. Maybe he's plateaued. And it doesn't mean, Chris, that he's not going to be a good quarterback, but he may not ever be as good as he was.
Well, he needs some receivers.
Better.
I mean, that's why I say, look, their receivers.
But I get the receivers, but throwing interceptions. Is that all receivers?
First of all, that Sky Moore ran a horrific route, a horrible route. Now, I'm not saying it was the best thrown ball, but a lot of that was on Sky Moore, who kind of slowed down, didn't get enough depth in his route. So a lot of that was on him. What I see with their receivers, number one, they drop the ball a lot. They lead the league in drops. Number two, they can't, for the most part, create separation and make a play. They can be schemed up to get open by Andy Reid, but can they go out there and beat a cornerback themselves just with their ability? Not much, all right? Rarely. All right, and they aren't on the same page with him, and that you could put on him, but their chemistry is bad. Like that play, Sky Moore, they weren't on the same page. That's why it was picked off. Before that, or I don't know if it was before or after, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, not the one that was the no call on the pass interference, but one before that where, just like it happened against Dallas, Mahomes threw it one way and MVS was looking another way. So they're not on the same page. But look, here's the thing too, Rob. Wouldn't you admit this? Patrick Mahomes has a resume. None of these other guys have a resume. So if I'm going to look at why isn't this like it used to be, why would I go against the guy with the resume who has proven that he is legit versus the guys who haven't proven it? And I'm not saying he's not somewhat to blame, but you said 75%. I can't see that.
But here's the thing. I get that, and it's not a lifetime achievement award. We know his accolades and his resume. But when you start looking at the numbers, he's now averaged under 7 yards per attempt. In four of his last five games, he's failed to record multiple touchdowns in two of those five contests. Like, you're starting to pile up, and you're starting to wonder, like, I get it, there's other guys out there, and maybe they're not the greatest, but there are mistakes he's making as well. And I don't know, is Eric Bieniemy a part of it as well?
That
you know, might, not having
that,
it, I think
mean,
finally.
At that point,
can
at
we,
some
can
point, we have to start talking about
that. Why can't we
that?
Acknowledge that?
I mean, Washington
right?
doesn't look great.
No,
but it right. does seem like they may have had something going there. They obviously
I'm curious to see
there.
What people think.
And that Bieniemy could be a big factor as well. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Who's to blame for the Chiefs' woeful offense? Is it Patrick Mahomes? Who's most to blame?
Most
to
blame,
we know it all
right.
goes around. Is it Mahomes mostly or the poor receiving core? Mostly. Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry, in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you, of course, by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Who's to blame, Mahomes or his motley crew of receivers?
All right, let's kick it off, Chris, with Big Mike in Wichita. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Big Mike?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up?
There's two people to blame. One is the general manager and Mahomes for keep throwing it to the I'm just happy to be here guys, you know?
Well, who's he going to throw it to other than Kelsey,
who
double teamed? Right, he's got to throw it to somebody.
The Chiefs have reverted back to the Ravens when they only had Mark Andrews, you know?
Right, yeah, that's not a bad
– They don't have a number one – they don't have a guy that can go to another team and just say, I know I'm one of the three.
Look, I like you putting it on the front office. They made a decision to let Tyreek Hill go so they could build up their defense. And, look, they did build up their defense and their offensive line. But now you're missing – you see what Tyreek was, and you see what he's doing in Miami.
Oh, big time, no
and
doubt.
I agree with you. I was a bad decision in my view.
Obi in Los Angeles, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Obi?
Greetings, gentlemen.
How
What's
are you?
Up?
All right, great. How are you guys doing?
I know. Can you
We're
feel
good,
the presence,
man.
Chris,
Is this
being in
Obi?
Los Angeles?
Obi, what up, bruh? You done just like – did you block me or something like that?
No. Come on, brother. Never. I would never block you. Never. Welcome to LA.
Welcome to LA. I'm out after the show, but yeah, good to be here for 15 minutes.
Right.
But good to hear your voice, man. We got to catch up.
Oh, yes, definitely. So I would like to say that we have to acknowledge Eric Bieniemy here in the sense that even if you look at Brady, Brady won all of his championships with Josh McDaniels.
Right. Well, yeah,
so
in New England, yeah.
If we're going to talk about the effects that an offensive coordinator have on his quarterbacks, like we're talking about the gentleman in Buffalo and other quarterbacks having problems when their coordinators leave, we can say the same thing about the enemy. KC. Thank you guys for listening.
I appreciate it. I think the issue, Rob, is it's going to be hard to know. Unless Mahomes comes out and says, you know, we miss the enemy. Because, it's not like Washington's lighting the world on fire offensively.
No.
You know, that's the problem.
No, I get that.
And I'm not saying it's not being
right.
I'm just, you know.
But we talk about this all the time. There's a reason that there's an offensive coordinator,
yeah,
and it's a job, and that people get promotions off of that. Like, we can't act like, even if you have a great quarterback, that he has nothing to do with it, because that's helped Josh McDaniels get his jobs, Chris,
yep,
right?
That's true.
With Tom Brady. Nobody said, well, Tom Brady's one of the greatest quarterbacks. It doesn't matter who the offensive coordinator
right.
is. Well, why has Josh gotten three jobs? Because
right.
of Tom Brady.
Right.
Kevin in Texas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Kev?
Reading a lot because, again, I grew up with the Chiefs. I was there when they came from Dallas as a Dallas Texans. And what I've been hearing about that the enemy was the bad cop to Reed's good cop.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody likes Reed.
You remember in Washington, they were mad that he was the bad cop.
Yep.
Right.
But he would keep the guys in line. I mean, I don't even think last year you saw MVS run that many bad routes. He dropped some balls.
Right.
It wasn't going a long way. And the same thing with the offensive holding penalties. The enemy would go kick their butt.
Right.
And
I think that's a great point. I think that's a great point. And I also, Rob, people that were around the Patriots or even worked with the Patriots when Tom Brady was there, they would tell you he would get on guys too, privately.
We've seen him.
But he would,
bit.
Yeah. I mean, if you weren't doing your part as a receiver, you were going to have problems with Tom Brady.
Everybody has a job to do.
I don't know if Mahomes is like that. It doesn't seem that way publicly. Now, I wouldn't do it publicly anyway, right? You should do it privately. But I don't even know if he's that type of guy, Rob. He seems more like probably the nicer guy. You know what I mean? Like, that's not going to jump on these guys. But somebody needs to. And remember I told you that's what Richard Sherman said, that Bienemy was, would be on those guys. Like, you better produce or you're not going to be playing. And it worked last year. It's not working this year. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. And Rob has ripped a certain quarterback to shreds over the course of this season. Now, is he ready to do a mea culpa?
Wow.
Gesundheit.
That's next. Keep it locked. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Rob, this quarterback has thrown 8 touchdowns and no interceptions in his last 3 games. All wins. All 3 wins against teams in the playoff hunt. In fact, the last 2 are against teams that are fighting for a first seed, a number 1 seed. He's beaten the Chargers, the Lions, and the Chiefs in the last 3 weeks. Would you happen to know the quarterback I'm talking about?
No, who are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Green Bay Packers' Jordan Love, who has 22 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, and has really poured it on lately. He's averaging about 285 yards a game in those last 3, playing clean football. And again, yesterday, of course, beat the Kansas City Chiefs, the defending champions. Are you ready to apologize to Mr. Love?
Not at all.
Wow.
He's playing well. I'm not going to knock. I'd never poo-poo winning, okay? So he's winning. Chris, you said it, 8 touchdowns, playing well in the last 3 games. So I respect that. But it wasn't long ago that these same Packers had lost 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of 6, and he was piling up the interceptions, including that game against the Las Vegas Raiders. You remember that game? That wasn't 2 years ago, where he had 3 picks, no touchdowns, lost 17-13 to the.
That was his 5th start this season.
Yeah, but he's been in the league for 4 years, Chris.
Yeah, but he hasn't been playing.
Yeah, but he's been in the league for 4 years. Let's not act like he just showed up off the turnip truck and he's just feeling his way through. I mean, 4 years with an organization is a long time. And it's not to discount him. I mean, you talk about where he's at. Even his QBR, Chris, where is he with the hot streak that he has? Where is he?
It's a 90.
Right, but
or where, no, not that's his no, passer rating.
Yeah, QBR. I'm saying where does he rank amongst the 32 quarterbacks?
Jordan.
Just take a guess. Let me know what you look. Yeah, take a guess. I know what it is.
22nd,
15th. So he's the middle of the pack, which is fine. Nobody. I'm not down on him. I just think that at that point, the Packers were teetering. Like he really needed to finish and play better, Chris. Because you got to admit that 5 out of 6 losses, people were starting to question really how good he was. And, we've had people on the show talk about Jordan Love and people were trying to figure out this is why the Packers were with kid gloves as far as making a long-term commitment to him that they wanted to see.
Honestly, they should have been.
Yeah,
don't you think?
Well, I mean, sometimes
I don't see any way you,
if you
can
see
commit
talent,
to a guy.
Well, if you have talent and you really know you have something.
How you going to know, though? If he's not playing, I'm just saying there are a lot of guys that look great in practice. I heard Christian Ponder used to be the bomb in practice. But in games, obviously, he couldn't get it done. So I don't fault them or him for that. If you're not playing, I don't see how
a team's going to commit huge money to you.
Well, I mean, it wasn't that, like I said, a month ago, he had that bad loss to Pittsburgh. That was at Pittsburgh, 21 for 40, 52% completion. That was just a month ago. That was four games ago. So the last three, Chris, absolutely. He's played well. They beat some good teams, not the Chargers, but they beat the Lions on Thanksgiving, which was a big game. Everybody's watching. And he beat Kansas City. But I'm not ready. I'm not. For me, I need to see more before I'm going to think that he's turned the corner. If he finishes poorly, people will take a look at it. And now if he finishes strong and they keep winning and somehow make the playoffs, it'll be different. They're 6-6.
I picked them to make the playoffs in the preseason, and I'm feeling good about that pick right
six
now.
6-6, you're good?
Yeah. They're in the hunt. You know, we'll see if they can get in. His numbers, Rob, are eerily similar to those of Aaron Rodgers, his first year as a starter. Completion percentage for Jordan Love, 61.3. Aaron Rodgers' first year as a starter when they went 6-10, 63.6. Aaron Rodgers had 28 touchdowns, 13 picks, basically a five. Remember, that's over 16 games. So the 5.2% touchdown percentage. Jordan Love, 5.4 touchdown percentage. Interception percentage for Love, 2.5. Aaron Rodgers was 2.4 as a rookie. So those numbers are very similar. Rodgers was throwing for 252 yards a game. Love's throwing for 239.
Only difference is you throw the ball way more today.
Well, yeah, and, but and that doesn't affect touchdown percentage.
No, or, but I'm just talking about yards. Like it's for a quarterback, you throw the ball way more than you did back then.
Yeah, Rodgers threw it 536 times that year in 16 games. Love has thrown it 408 in 12 games. So I don't even know if Love is throwing it as much as Rodgers.
You don't think so?
I guess we can do the per game. Rob G, can
what
you
is that?
Quickly do the per game?
And then add on how many this is per game? 12 games, he still has
four to go.
Five.
Yeah, I'm sorry, five. Yeah, but they play more games now, but five
right,
to go.
Right.
But just what who's throwing how many passes they're throwing per game?
I don't.
So I mean that doesn't I don't touchdown think, percentage.
I don't look at them as the same player.
Matter.
Despite
no, I'm not
the numbers.
Saying. I'm just right. telling.
And
you,
it's not fair that
I'm just telling you that his numbers are comparable to Aaron Rodgers' numbers. His first year as a starter, Rodgers' passing rate was 93.8, and Jordan Love's is 90.2. So again, I agree with you. I'm not saying he's Aaron Rodgers. I don't think he'll become Aaron Rodgers. I mean, we're talking about one of the top
right
quarterbacks
and
ever.
It's just
I'm just giving you numbers. Rob okay. G, passes yeah, per game.
Rob, you're not going to like this one.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers that season attempted 33.5 passes per game. Jordan Love this season, 34 passes per game.
Okay, yeah, so that's a little bit more. Okay.
I mean, the numbers I threw out, just
pass,
doing a little bit.
No, right. I'm just saying a little bit. But I'm surprised that it's that close.
I mean, Rodgers didn't play in the 70s.
No, I know, but they still threw the ball. I mean, when he started his career, he's been around for 15 years.
No, but I mean,
years.
Obviously, that's what I'm saying. He threw the ball more than Jordan Love's throwing it. That's what he said.
A little bit.
A little, but
no, Jordan's throwing it.
No, you said Rodgers threw it 38 times a game.
No, 33.5 versus
Jordan's
34.
Jordan's just a smidge.
Oh, okay, I thought you said 38.
No, he's a smidge. Just a smidge.
It's essentially the same.
Yeah.
It's the same. So,
Like I said, the jury's still out for me. I'm going to watch the whole season and then evaluate because it wasn't that long ago where people were questioning his ability and him not turning the ball over, but he's cleaned it up big time in the last 3 weeks.
I'm a pull a Rob Parker. Yes or no?
What?
Yes or is he a good quarterback or not? We don't want any of that middle of the road stuff. This is the Odd Couple. Yes or no?
Yes or no? What? Yes or no? What are you saying?
Is he a good quarterback? Yes or no?
We want to know.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to say no. How's that?
There you go. I give you credit for that. I mean, you'll be backtracking.
I'm not a backtracker. That's not me. I'm not a flip-flopper.
So now, no matter what happens, Jordan Love is never going to
be. Well, he's a black
quarterback,
so you know what I mean.
There you
he's
go. Already. You don't like those.
That's got to be racist.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, back together again. Shekel City's next. And we're going to talk the NBA tournament, in-season tournament.
What tournament?
Which, of course,
what
is taking place right now. You see the light blue court.
Oh, is that what
I do like the courts. The courts have grown on me. We'll talk about the rest of the tournament next. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
The Odd Couple is large down low.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
It's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. It's time, folks, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
I ain't paying for that.
That's right. I wasn't paying for lunch. I figured Chris would Chris would be mad if I offered
Merry Christmas,
to pay.
Rob.
No, that ain't my Christmas present. I got to wear my Christmas present. I don't want to eat it.
See?
How's that?
See?
All right. Shekel City, the weekend was good. 3-1. We both were 3-1 on the pro picks.
Yeah.
Pigskin picks.
Tonight we'll settle who wins the weekend for us.
You got the Bengals?
I got the Bengals to cover the minus 10. I got losing.
Well,
yeah,
best bet tonight here, Shekel City, Chris. I'm taking the Jaguars minus 10 at home. No Joe Burrow. I just can't get with the Bengals. I don't even know.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be hard if they won.
Yeah,
I think they'll play tough.
Let's go.
You never know, though. Are they looking at this like a challenge that they want to overcome? Or
they might
they
want to,
deflated?
But they just don't have enough talent.
Right.
You know
or
what I mean?
Are they deflated to the point where they know season's over anyway?
Yeah,
where they don't even play well. So,
all right. Also, in this in-season tournament we're talking about, Chris, I got the Celtics minus 4.5. They're at the Pacers right now, trailing by a point late in the first quarter. Also, later on, I got the Kings minus 3.5, hosting the Pelicans. So here we go. Jaguars minus 10 is the best bet. Celtics minus 4.5. And then the Kings minus 3.5. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right. All right. Well, Rob, you and I are watching Boston and Indiana play in the in-season tournament right now, the quarterfinals. Look, I am fine with the NBA's decision to create this tournament. I do think it potentially can add some excitement to the early part of the regular season. And I do think the players want to win. I mean, I'm not saying they're putting it on par with a championship, of course. But, you know, Rob, any tournament you're in, you know, when I played college ball, we had a Christmas tournament. We want to win. We never did, but we wanted to win. You know, so even if it's not the end-all, be-all, you still are competitive and want to win. So I think that's fine. The problem I'm having, and I know obviously you can follow it closely and find out and keep track of who's winning. But with the games happening, though, you know, Tuesday, Friday, and then there's regular games in between, it is just hard. I'm sure, Rob, for the average fan, they're just not up to speed on, you know, what's going on in the tournament. And that's kind of my problem. Now, once they get to Las Vegas and it takes on more of a tournament feel, I think it'll be a little bit easier to follow. But that would kind of be my one criticism. But I don't really know what you can do because, you know, you don't want to mess up the rhythm of the regular season.
So since I know Chris doesn't know, you know, here are the 8 teams that are in the tournament because you don't really know.
No, I know.
I'm going to give it to you. Ready? Okay. Lakers and Suns.
And Suns, right. You got a nice mix of veteran championship level or playoff
Bucks and Knicks
level. Right, and then you got a bunch of young boys.
And the Pacers and the Celtics.
Yep.
So it's
a nice mix.
So those are the 4 teams. So the new teams are who? The Kings and Pelicans?
And the Pacers.
The Pacers are pretty good this year, Chris.
But
they score a lot of points, too.
And OKC. Isn't OKC?
No.
They're not in.
These are the 8 teams.
Who were they again?
OKC were Lakers, Suns, Kings, Pelicans, Bucks,
well,
Knicks.
Pelicans, the other team. That's right, who it is.
And the Pacers.
Right. It's interesting Celtics. How you do have a mix of, you know, teams like the Suns and the Nuggets and the Lakers. And then you've got the young teams, the Pelicans and the Pacers and so on. It's interesting how that played out, you know. But, you know, a lot of people think LeBron is adamant about winning the first one. You know, Lakers actually played
really
well in the tournament.
Like, is that a feather in his cap? Hello, LeBron, is this on? Guess what? Michael didn't have one for him to not win. And if he loses, say he loses in the championship, will they hold that against LeBron? Or they'll be like,
I'll hold it
if he really wants it.
I mean, I just think.
I mean, which one is it, Chris? Does it count if he wins? And if it doesn't, it ain't
counts,
no big deal?
It counts.
But if he loses, can I hold it against
him?
Here's the thing.
It's not going to be a big deal if he wins or loses.
I agree.
Now, 10 years from now, 9 years from now, 12 years from now, I think it'll be a big deal, maybe even sooner.
How about if he loses 3 straight in-season tournaments? Can we hold that against him is what I'm trying to say.
No.
He would be the Fofote times 2 now.
Oh, man.
Finals failure of all time.
Look at you.
I'm just saying.
He got 4 rings, man.
I'm just saying if he loses in the finals of the end season tournament, I'm going to hold it against him.
If they get to the finals, that'd be good, though.
He needs to lose before so that he can't lose again in another finals.
Look at you. All right. It is the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob, we got 2 hours left. Y'all know what to do. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.